Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Calm Down, It's Fine podcast. If you enjoy our stuff, you can help us out by like, sharing, subscribing, leaving a positive review. If you don't have something good to say or a good review to give, just don't give it at all. But if you like it, share it, subscribe, give us a 5-star rating, and enjoy the episode.
What?
I was pointing at you like, bring us in.
Hey, welcome to the Calm Down, It's Fine podcast.
You know,
where we talk about stuff.
We're going to talk today about your finances and let you know that you're not doing a good job.
I'm not, really, when you think about it.
In other news.
You know you don't have to do that every time?
What's up?
The intro thing. I saved the edit from the last video. I saved it. So now I can literally, in 4 seconds, tack that on to the beginning of every episode.
Now you have some variety.
Yeah, nice going, dude.
The variety is just two versions of you.
You know, I feel like as
it
a kid...
It wasn't the same, though.
I feel like as a
but
kid...
But seriously, guys, before we go any further, like, subscribe. Look, our last review on Apple Podcasts was in October.
And we've had a lot of episodes since then.
A lot's happened since then.
Yeah.
That's not
Cam's
good.
Cam's pregnant. It's a whole deal.
Cam.
Look at him.
I'm not pregnant.
Strong as an ox.
Ooh, the strength of a unicorn. It's in the Bible. Twice. Two times. God says...
If you look up unicorn in the Webster's 1828,
Rhinoceros.
Mmm.
Which is interesting.
Idiot.
I mean, the strength of a unicorn, that's still a funny
phrase.
You know,
when you're a kid, I feel like you think about snails all the time. Like, it's a common thing in your head. No, and now it's like, I don't ever
think about snails often because of the salt thing.
Yeah. But look,
that's why.
How many snails have you seen in the last 3 years?
I think I did away with them all.
I don't know if I've seen snails ever, really. I don't think. I see slugs all the time.
Sometimes, yeah.
Did you ever salt a snail and just sit there and watch as it?
Yes, I just wanted to see what happened. Like, oh, wow, that's cool.
You guys are sadistic.
No, it's just interesting.
I mean, I've done it too, but.
Yeah.
It was different when I did it.
And when I did it, I did it out of love. I said, I'm doing this because I love you, and then I killed him. Yeah. Slowly with
I'm
salt.
I'm doing this for the greater good.
Yeah.
He'll understand someday.
It's a weird creature. And the fact that people in France eat those things, and they're like, no, it's good.
Whoa, what?
Growing up, they'd
escargot
be on, like,
is snails.
Escargot.
That's
with snail eggs.
What?
I don't think it's snail. I thought it was actual snails.
No, I think it's snail eggs.
So, like, we don't eat the snail. We just eat the poop of the snail.
We should do a live episode one time. That'd be cool. I don't know how we'd do that. I'd have to really practice. But
a live episode? We'll do one.
Yeah, like Facebook Live. That's how
when we get
to
100, we could do that.
100 what?
Or not even episodes. Not even Facebook Live. We could just we just take
100 what?
We take the recording equipment to use
the blaze,
and we'll record an episode
what
in the lobby.
What is escargot?
Or you know that room with the big room with the piano that everybody practices singing in at Youth Blaze?
It wouldn't work well.
No, it wouldn't.
We would have to riff, and it wouldn't work.
No, it's listen. Life's hard enough trying to edit everything this guy says over here.
Escargot, any of several species of edible land snail. Here's a picture of it. This doesn't look like eggs. That's like actual snail shells.
I thought it was.
They're pushing out some big old eggs.
I thought it was snail eggs.
Yeah, I don't feel stupid anymore.
Idiot.
Not yet. I will in a minute.
Give it time.
Just give it time.
Yeah,
anyway,
really
I feel like I thought about that last week. Like as a kid, I feel eggs? Like. I feel like as a child. Snails are regularly occurring in your head, and as an adult, the first time I thought about them was last week.
Snails.
I don't think I think about snails or slugs.
When you were a kid,
ever.
When you were a kid, you didn't ever like think about snails a lot. I feel like I did. I totally did.
No, I mean, it was.
I know. I can bring you to spots in my yard where I was when snails just fascinated me, and I poured salt on them.
But when's the last time you saw a snail? It's like forever ago.
It's your guys' fault.
I've not seen a snail.
You're welcome.
In more than 10 years.
Noah should have taken some tips from us.
We had a slug issue when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Like there would be slugs.
I thought you were going to say we had a slug issue in my house.
Like, no.
It's still going on.
When we would walk out the back door and they would be on like the stone steps or the, sometimes they'd be like on the siding, like slugs, not like and a plethora of slugs, but like
that's a good word. I like that.
Yeah.
Dang,
bro.
My grandma. Oh, that's cool.
Well, this is an interesting.
That's really
book.
Interesting. Yeah,
it's actually really good.
Huh?
Huh?
Surprising, because he's Catholic, right?
Maybe we'll do another book club episode. Sure. Although we never read the book of the first book club episode. Sorry, Ben.
Oh.
I told him I was going
to
buy it.
We should read How to Teach Your Cat About Gun Safety and talk about it.
Oh, that's
should.
The
Maybe
other
you
book.
Should bring some content besides.
I got the snails, man. There's a bunch of stuff I feel like you think about it for a lot as a child, and as an adult, like it's totally just non-existent anymore.
Quicksand.
Yeah.
I thought that was going to be a big issue when I was a kid.
Of a problem as an adult, I thought it was going to be.
I'll tell you what I thought.
I was always worried about it.
We could just do childhood issues here.
Yeah, that's good.
Childhood memories.
Boom. That's the episode.
Patch the Pirate.
So I didn't listen to Patch the Pirate growing up.
I didn't either. Sorry.
You don't have to apologize.
I feel like I do, though.
No.
Because I feel like when I'm in a church setting and somebody brings up Patchy the Pirate and I go, I didn't listen to it.
I'm like, oh, I don't know.
I don't feel guilty, but if I'm the guy who goes, I didn't listen to Patchy the Pirate growing up, I feel like every other church member is like.
No, I wasn't even going there. I was saying there was a.
Kick him
there
out.
Was a.
What were you listening
one of the first
to?
Ones. I listened to all of them, but it was one of the first ones. It was called Friendship Mutiny, right? And it was...
Which was almost the name of our podcast.
Yes, yep. Friendship Mutiny. Look, check that out. Look it up. See if there is one of that.
My phone's over there.
See if there's another podcast named that. We might have to rebrand.
Friendship Mutiny.
We might have to rebrand. That's not my phone.
Well, we've got a new... We've got a
Work
new panel.
Phone? Yeah.
We've got a new panel here. Friendship Mutiny. That's
anyways,
it
was the name
it's
of
definitely the title of this episode. 100%.
So it was called Friendship Mutiny, and it was Patch the Pirate with his crew and another crew who was the like worldly, and they were befriending Patch's crew, but they were bringing them on board and influencing them to mm-hmm. be whatever. Mm. They convince, hey buddy,
hey Mr. Man.
They convinced, sorry hun, they convinced Patch's crew. Mm-hmm. Which they're like, it's Patch the Pirate, and then there's like kids, which you think of a pirate running around with little kids.
Yeah.
I don't know what messaging we're trying to
say. Peter Pan.
But for every character, there was an equivalent of the bad one. Like, there was Pee Wee Pirate was the one guy, and then there was another guy on the other boat that was like his age,
mm-hmm.
and then there's Princess Pirate, and there was another girl who was her. And so anyways... They convinced them, just like the devil convinced Eve to eat the fruit. You don't know all the stuff or whatever.
Right, right, right.
And there was a shark. What was the shark's name?
No idea. Never watched
it. No, the shark had a name.
I told him this already.
But the shark, if you didn't feed...
Is it Sharky Shark?
If they didn't throw food over the bow to feed the shark would take a bite out of the ship.
So this is a realistic show.
So, it's audio. It's pretty, on tapes. So forever, I'm talking a long time, like I'm 8, 9, and I'm thinking it's dangerous to go in boats, not because sharks are going to eat me.
But they'll eat the boat.
They'll eat the boat.
Huh.
Huh.
Because that's literally what they
did. That's a valid, I get it.
Look up Friendship Mutiny.
Fun fact, there is no podcast, so that's clear. We can do that.
But I'm just saying, if you look at the actual tape cover, it's like, pretty sure it's the... shark biting a bite out of the ship, and everyone's like, "Oh,
interesting." Yeah,
so I literally was scared.
There's adults that still think that because they're crazy.
Okay,
no, there's like there's genuinely people who won't get on boats because they think that sharks will attack the boat and stuff like that.
Oh, I did not know that.
Which song specifically was that one?
It was just the name of the whole thing,
the Friendship. So I found it. I got the whole thing here,
the whole album.
Yeah.
Let me see it. Yeah, I just want to see the picture.
Friendship Mutiny.
Hand in that.
It's, okay. I mean, you're close. There is a shark, a boat, and some pirates. Like,
yeah, that's it. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
That's it.
Huh. Yeah, I never listened to Patch the Pirate growing up, and I feel like as an adult, when I bring that up that I never watched
it's a guilt trip.
Other church people are like, dude, what kind of wicked house did you grow up in?
Well, then I didn't know who that was until like 2 years ago.
We have VeggieTales. I grew up on VeggieTales,
and I feel guilty for saying that.
For saying you watch VeggieTales?
Heck yeah. I still think about it. I listen to VeggieTales silly songs at the gym sometimes.
It pops in the gym.
Yeah.
He's just like...
There was a man so long ago, his memory, but faint, was not in style, or is not something not in style, like president or saint. But people came from far and near with their afflicted pets for a special cure they knew for sure wouldn't come from other vets. Whoa.
I don't think I know that one.
That's the yodeling veterinarian of the
Alps. I wish I didn't know that one.
Huh. I don't think I know that one.
Well, you get the water buffalo song.
I do know
Everybody's
that one.
Everybody's got a water buffalo. Yours is fast, but mine is
I've ever showed you guys the...
Shut up.
The buffalo song.
Just the buffalo song?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Guy on a Buffalo.
Yes, that song is... I've never... I mean, you haven't, but that song is funny.
Never. I've never shared this on the podcast.
No?
I don't think so.
It's a whole thing.
Guy on a Buffalo. Yeah.
Guy on the Buffalo.
That's a classic.
Did I show that's it like to, a, that's did I like, show it to you, or do you know it before?
I know it before. That's like back in the Vine days, back when that was a thing.
It's a whole...
I never did Vine.
I don't think it was like, Vine, but I mean, it was on YouTube, but that era.
It's a... Like, at some point... I'm going to have to set a reminder. If we can get to it now, that's fine. But it's like four people actually made a whole movie based off of a documentary that was made about a guy riding a buffalo. And they like went back and layered it with words. Guy on the Buffalo.
Yep.
It's nuts. I mean, it's great, but there's a song. I'll show you.
It's a song from a movie that's based on a documentary about a guy riding a buffalo.
It's a documentary about a guy on a buffalo.
Okay.
Done in like the 80s. And there's like no words to it. So somebody went back.
There's no words to a documentary.
It's not there's like no words to it.
How can you isn't that the point of a documentary is words?
Yeah. Hold up.
It's not like people are watching documentaries for the action scenes.
There might have been some commentary to it, actually.
There had to have been. That's but the whole point of a documentary.
It was like very poorly made.
It was the 80s. What do you want?
Guy on a Buffalo. Here we go. There's four episodes of this song. That different.
Together. Yeah.
All right. Guy on a Buffalo, Bear Indians, and Such. Okay. And then here it is. This is 2 minutes. Episode two is 2 minutes. And episode three is, so here we go. But it's like the Buffalo Quest part one. It has a whole documentary. So here it is.
Saved hundreds with Liberty Mutual.
Oh, I will curse the day of my birth. Just hit the button to end it.
What is wrong with him?
Job did it, so it's biblical.
It's true.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Tiger knows. The trick to making consistent contact is getting your
Tiger knows.
Right.
Here we go.
God. This is a classic. Look at this thing.
Is that like a real guy on a buffalo? Bears, Indians, and such. That's a small buffalo.
One day the guy on the buffalo was cruising around through the plains and seen a bear. And he thought to himself, man, I gotta get away from the bear. Hope it don't chase me. Oh, no, he's gonna chase me. Oh, no, I better just turn around and chase him back. Cause guess what? I'm on a buffalo.
Buffalo. You've never heard this?
I have not.
This is 2010.
Guy on a buffalo. Look out.
Look out.
Watch him go.
Just watch him go.
I want this to be my ringtone.
Watch this was peak 2010.
One day the guy on the buffalo was riding around through the forest.
It gets better.
He didn't see that Indian guy crouching down and he popped off a shot. Bang! Fell off the buffalo. Buffalo took off running while the Indian was still reloading. The guy on the buffalo snuck up behind him with a pistol. He was like, hey, better watch what you're doing. Bam! Guy buffalo, break your gun on a stump. On a buffalo, Don't wake up.
Oh.
Don't mess with the guy that's riding on buffalo. Hey, Indians, from now on, don't shoot at the guy on the buffalo.
Yeah, that needs to be my ringtone.
Yeah, you never.
Do you want to watch part two?
I'm going to watch those on the way home for sure.
I think we should do. Should we share with our listeners or just do another one next week?
We can do another one next week.
The second one, I'm telling you, it gets better and better and better. And so what it is a documentary that was made, and it was like everyone was like, "What is this?" And so this guy took it and summarized it with a song.
That's so funny.
Guy on a buffalo. I mean,
I'm here for it. I'm a fan. I didn't know
like
anything.
The next
about
one's Orphans, Cougars, and Whatnot.
Orphans, Cougars.
Number three is Origins, Villains, and the Like.
Bro, I'm here for it, bro.
Episode four is Rehab, Vengeance, and What Have You.
Guy on a Buffalo.
There's only four.
Are you guys going to sing that at Youth Ablaze?
Yeah,
Guy on a Buffalo? If they can sing Come Down to the Farm, you can sing Guy on a Buffalo.
Dude, Guy on a Buffalo is legendary. There was this period of time where parents were texting me.
About Guy on a Buffalo?
Like, would you have... My kids will not like to do sets. There was a time where I showed them that, and they were all still, like, younger and in school, and their dad, like, texted me and said, I'm going to kill you.
Oh, because they were just blasting it all the time.
Playing it and singing it and doing it themselves.
That's so funny.
Like, Guy on a Buffalo!
I'm gonna learn that and play it on the ukulele. Yeah. That's what I'm doing.
Perfect.
Ukulele.
Perfect.
Cover.
Break
cover
your gun on a stump.
Bang. Bro, that's so funny.
Yeah. I hope it doesn't chase. It's always gonna chase me. It's the bear.
Gonna chase him back.
I'm gonna turn around and chase him back. Cause guess what?
I'm on a buffalo. That's so funny, bro. I'm here for it.
Yeah, that's good. I actually want to listen to the next one.
What's the next one?
Orphans.
Oh.
Orphans. There's no sense in that. Hold up. I mean, since we're here, we'll just do two.
We're here, we might as well just do it.
We can't do four.
Look at the mountains on your TV. Go. Now it's a swamp. What happened?
Probably Buffalo
Swamp. Buffalo Swamp. Call up Buffalo Swamp.
Oh, so it's like the same song and everything. Orphans, Cougars, and Whatnot.
Orphans, Cougars, and Whatnot.
That sounds fair.
One day the guy on the buffalo hopped off to stretch his legs. Walking the field. Hey, what's this in the weeds? It's a baby. Put it in a saddle, hopped on, popped it up a hill.
Just listen to the song and then we'll comment.
Cross the river. Not gonna happen, man. You're riding on a buffalo, member, but keep the baby afloat.
Good job.
Buffalo.
Justin laughed at the wrong time. Hold up.
The river.
I did.
Not gonna happen, man. You're riding on a buffalo, member, but keep the baby afloat. Good job.
Good job.
Gotta find your friend. She's barren. Guy on a buffalo. Hey, you want this baby? It's cheaper than adoption. It's
cheaper than adoption.
You're welcome, lady. Gotta move it on my buffalo. Guy on a buffalo. One day the guy on the buffalo walked off to do some hunt. Said, no, don't do it, man, by yourself. Guy said, I got this. I don't need you, buffalo. It's just a deer. And normally the buffalo would have his back, but he was chomping on some grass. About the time the guy got ready to shoot, he straight up got mauled by a cougar.
Straight up got mauled by a cougar.
Oh, and I need him. Oh, he's got problems of his own, understand? Hey, guy,
there's wolves on the buffalo.
He's gonna have to just punch that cougar in the face. Get out of here, kitty cat. Beat him. And hey, wolf, I got something for
you. Can you imagine? Can you imagine filming that with the cougar? Like, I would have been terrified.
They got the video of that bison kicking that wolf. Yeah. Like, I don't know how they got that.
Dude, that's
how
so
do you how do you like train a cougar to like pretend to fight you but not really eat you? Like, how do you do that?
I like to think that they were filming this documentary and he was about to shoot the wolf, and then an actual cougar
attacked him and he punched him.
And the camera guy was like, "Hold
straight
on!"
Straight up, got mauled by a cougar.
He's the camera guy's like,
"On iTunes,
hold on, hold on."
They're on iTunes.
We got something here.
Yeah, dude.
I'm all about it. All
right, let us know if you want to listen to part two, part three, and four.
Yes, guy on a buffalo. I'm going to see if I can make that my ringtone.
Yeah.
Guy on a buffalo.
Yeah, and he's in the prairie, and he just leans down and picks up a baby.
Out of the weeds. Said you find a... Hey, just listen to this.
It's on iTunes, though.
Well, he's on Spotify.
But yeah, Spotify, too. Man, that's an anthem.
All right.
Yeah.
One day the guy on the buffalo was riding around.
All right,
we're
on the scene. I'm here for it. Guy on a buffalo.
I'm glad I could bring that to your life.
I know. Actually, you know what we need? You know what I was thinking about the other day when I was making the thumbnail for last week's episode? We have a picture of you on a horse and me on a tiger. I think we need to reach out to Jesse Clark and get a sticker made for Dustin.
With the elephant
in the van?
The war elephant?
In his white van.
Yeah, or the elephant, because that was his animal, right? He chose the elephant?
Yeah, right, Jesse.
But it just made like a standalone on my glorious elephant.
Glorious?
Yeah. Jesse.
Me and Brian Clark. He picked, or not Brian Clark.
Brian
Bates.
this guy.
Sorry. It's 10 o'clock, I think.
He's a real problem.
Having issues. Yeah, Brian Bates picked an elephant tree, right?
He did.
Yeah, so me and him on an elephant having a good time.
And then somebody sent a video to Cameron of a guy on an elephant just getting mauled by a tiger.
Oh, yeah, I didn't look that up.
It's just like, these guys on an elephant. That's, he's like, I'm safe on my elephant.
That's the difference.
And the tiger was just like...
Train your war elephant?
That wasn't a war tiger either.
That's like a legit thing. Like, people would train... Because you can train elephants. Mm-hmm. They would train elephants.
I want those elephants that were on.
You can buy an elephant. You can buy elephant chair. Yeah,
no, bro. One elf of the bow and arrow took them bad boys out.
Dude, there was not one bow and arrow. It was like a bunch of little people.
No, Legolas killed one by himself, didn't he?
Yeah, because he got on the head and took three arrows to the dome.
Killed the buffalo.
You ain't Legolas.
And it fell down, and Gimli, the dwarf guy, said,
still only counts as one.
Yeah, a buffalo.
Guy on a buffalo. Is that what I said?
Look, they got a little cage up there.
Guy on a massive elephant.
Ride that thing.
No, we should also cover that song. We should. Recording studio. We're going to record Guy on a Buffalo.
I just typed in Guy on Elephant and it says Guy on Elephant song.
Really? There's a song. You have an anthem.
Guy on Elephant gets mauled.
Kind of like it's more
tiger.
The biggest engagements tiger, of elephant video. Warfare was the Battle of Hydaspes, Battle of Zama, Second Battle of Panipal, and Battle of Amber.
Kazuntite.
We
played hopscotch to the English language. This is it. This is a guy on an elephant.
Looks like an Asian thing.
It's India. Dude, a tiger's gonna pop out of that tall grass. Oh my goodness. That's easily the scariest thing that I can think of right now.
Dude. Must have bit him pretty good.
Eat me on a horse.
It would be easier to do it on a horse.
Did you see it popped out of the grass like that? I thought you'd be able to see it like sneaking up, but no.
I didn't even think about the fact that your animal is a tiger. Like, I didn't connect all of the shots. So, like, yeah, that definitely makes me put your tiger in a higher category.
Tiger attacks.
Dude, tigers are crazy, man.
Here's the story of the tiger attack that occurred in.
Because he had a stick too.
2004. He did have a stick.
he did have a golf club, so that's fine.
Dude, there's no way. Look at this. Oh, straight at him.
Oh my gosh, dude,
you would be like 40 yards back, already in a pile mauled.
No, I would be 40. I'd be 40.
You wouldn't be riding that thing.
I'm going to ride it. That's the deal. No, and
dude, you're not riding them.
Here's the thing is the tiger would sneak up, and then as it was mauling you, this would be me in the background like this.
Oh, gosh. But that's not. It looks like he's still alive, though.
You know who would survive that? Cows and goats. Guy on a buffalo.
Guy on a buffalo.
Yeah, yeah, look at that.
Yeah, dude, that's...
I kick him in the face. Easy, light work.
Light work.
Half day of work.
Mm. He, yeah.
Home at 12.
Cameron said he had a stick, too.
He had a stick.
I was like, oh, dang.
he had a stick.
Skinny little Indian.
Bull had a stick.
Oh, man. That's
not of the origin.
No.
Mm.
Like the other country. I saw a clip, and it said...
Am I gonna have to write this down?
No, I'm not gonna. It was funny though.
You guys want to? You want to jump into this?
Well, we were talking about childhood memories.
We can go back to that. When I was a kid, I used to think. When we sang the hymn, I always thought that he punched me to victory.
I always thought it was plunged me, as in like, I didn't know the difference. I thought it was what it said actually.
Like he was like a plunger.
Like, what does this mean?
I thought he punched me to victory.
I'm thinking Jesus is a part-time plumber.
What else? What else was?
When I was a kid, there's a house in Denton on 6th Street that I thought was the White House.
Me too.
So I
not on that street.
Yeah,
but you thought
I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Yeah, no, it's enormous, and it's like just randomly in town. It's huge. Has like 20-foot enormous white pillars. The whole thing is, like poor, it's insane. It's the most insane house in Denton.
So Nanico Combs, that big build, it's Barrica now, but there was a big house with the office.
Yeah.
It was a huge office with the white pillars. And I always thought that was the White House up until I was like 19. I'm just joking.
when I was a kid, this is a true story.
I was thinking, why was it so close? And I also thought the moon was the earth.
Really?
Mm.
I was like, there we are.
Look at us. There we are. Yeah, look
and
us
I
go.
Remember that dawning on me that I was wrong. I was in the Target parking lot. It was just mom had went inside with the girls or whatever, and I'm sitting in the parking lot looking up, and I was like, oh. I was probably 6 or 7. I'm like, that doesn't work.
No, that isn't. The math does not line up on that one.
There's a few things that don't.
This is a true story. It's because you guys were talking about houses. It reminded me of this. There was this old house in Kenton when I was a kid, and me and Phil, the people had moved out, and it'd been empty for, I want to say, like a year or two. And me and Phil, we broke into the house.
Mm-hmm. Who's Phil?
Phil was my best friend growing up.
Oh, you and Phil.
Yep, me and Phil.
Robertson.
My name is Phil. I would not stop until I had a doctorate.
Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil? Or a long beard.
I gotta be honest, it took us way too long to understand that joke.
I didn't. I was thinking Phil Robertson. That's where my head went.
So we were. I don't know.
Cameron's more intellectual than I am.
We were maybe 13, maybe 13, maybe 14. And this house was so cool because it had like two sets of stairs. Like there was like when you walked in, there was a set that went upstairs, and if you walked down the hallway,
stairs for the men and stairs for the women.
Yep,
yep.
As you do,
right to the kitchen.
Right to the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's where the second set of stairs. Like it went from upstairs down to the kitchen.
Yeah, but so, I think that was not it was
that was
servants.
But
once
design.
That all got abolished, then it had to become for the wives.
Yep. So
right. Are you falling along? I'm falling off, but I'm fighting it. I'm fighting it hard.
That's an out. Never mind.
You're falling asleep.
Yeah.
Oh. So anyway, we break into this house. We're walking around the house because it was like a nice house. It was just like really old and starting to fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
So we go upstairs and then we climb out the window and we're on the roof of this house.
Yeah.
And we're just kind of sitting on the roof because there's nothing to do on a roof at all, really. So we're just sitting on the roof like, there. Hey, man, like, look at that, dude. We made it on top of this roof.
Well, here you go.
And the people who lived in the house next door literally they come outside. And he goes, hey,
Hey, what are you guys doing up there?
Phil goes, we're roofing. And then
at night?
No, this was like the middle of the day. He's like, we're roofing. It's like two 13-year-olds on the roof. He goes, we're roofing. And we just start fake hammering. We don't have anything in our hands. And we just start going, acting like we're putting nails into shingles that is already there. So the guy goes, no, you're not. And he runs into his house. So we're like, oh no, he's going to call cops. So we climb in the house and we run down and we escape out. And then they ended up like demolishing that house. Like, I want to say like the next summer. But
wow,
that's
what you did, guys.
That is a story. That's a story that
you ruined it for everyone.
Yeah, it's just forever for the rest of my life. I'm going to laugh because that's the first like excuse that he came up with. Hey, what are you guys doing up there?
Roofing. It's pretty good. What else
would even be close to that? Like, we're home inspectors.
Listen, sir, I get it, but what else could we be doing up here?
13 squeaky voices, just two kids on the roof.
We're
doing this. There's no noise. There's already shingles on the roof.
And he was like, no, when he said, no, you're not, you should be like, we're Amish. I'm like, oh,
even
okay,
back then, nobody used a hammer and nail to roof.
No, bro. We're roofing.
You know how long it'd take?
Just like,
get that auto hammer.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I only recently found out that a palm hander was a thing.
Yeah, it's so cool.
Nice. Milwaukee's got one. It's like $150.
Is it battery?
Yep.
Okay, no, I've only
M12.
How big is it?
It's small. I mean, it's like...
Where do you hook the battery?
Is it a
little one?
Milwaukee has an M12 line, 12-volt batteries for smaller tools, and that's what it is.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
I'm going to show you.
I'm not that interested either.
Yeah, you are. Milwaukee palm nailer.
Speaking of tools, I'm trimming a 6,000 square foot house.
Hand that to him.
Speaking of tools,
6,000?
I had breakfast with my brothers the other day.
Very neat.
Yeah.
Which is a funny joke. My mom's going to text me about that one.
Does it smell like Up Dog? Up Dog?
You wish I was that dumb.
What's up, dog? That's what you say, and you say nothing, man.
Dude, that's a friendship mutiny right there. You can try to play me like that in front of the internet.
I got the kids at church tonight. I was like, oh, it's like up, dog. And they're like, your sister, what's up, dog? I'm like, nothing much. What's up with you? And they're like,
she... When she gets tired, she'll do it. She's like,
what's up, dog?
Like you.
No, I'm pretty in it. You know, I'm with the time.
This man literally just said, yo, my sister's tired, she's useless, as he fades currently. As his eyes are shooting.
He's lost in the sauce, bro. He is.
Do you see how much I'm fighting? I'm fighting.
Do some push-ups.
No.
He doesn't want the internet to see how he can't get more than 7.
18 and a half.
That's nice. So do you, any of you, what is your first memory?
As a child,
like I know,
first,
I
my
know
very first memory is walking down the drive. So, like, where I
does this have to do with the bus?
No, when I initially lived at where my grandfather's farm is, the house is there. The one that Chicken lives in is a house that I lived in for 2 years until I was 2, and then I moved to the house that my dad currently lives in on Lock Cabin Road, which is like a mile down
the
road.
So what was the memory?
The memory in that house, I was walking down the driveway, and I didn't understand. Like, my parents told me that Jesus lived a long time ago, and I thought that meant, like, when they were kids.
How old
are
you?
So, like, I thought they grew up with Jesus, and I'm like...
We're not talking about Joseph Smith.
Yeah.
How old were you?
I don't know. Well, now I'm confused. I don't know. I think I had issues as a child with remembering things way before I was supposed to.
Yeah, I could get
I
that.
Remember...
Wait, time out. Remembering things before you were supposed to?
Listen, buddy.
Who's to say?
When I remember
this
being...
broken.
I remember being in the hospital because I was dehydrated when I was 2. And you can ask my mom. I'm like, I don't know how I remember that, but I do.
When you say... I remembered things before I was supposed to. You make it sound like you were looking into the future.
No.
people can tell you stories, and you've heard the stories for so long that you've created an image in your mind.
No, right. But I told her everything. I'm like, I was there. They had strawberry medicine. I did not like it, and they had to force me to take it. And she was like, "That's exactly what happened."
I think my earliest is when I was.
I remember that. I remember that.
I think my earliest memory is when I was 3. It was Christmas, and I'm sure my mom, when she listens to this, is going to be like, "No," but this is how I remember it. I remember Christmas morning walking out we lived in this trailer, and I came walking in and there was a Christmas tree, and I remember being like, "What's today?" And they were like, "It's Christmas." And then there was a bike next to the Christmas tree because mm-hmm. my little brother I got a bike with like training wheels and stuff for like a 3-year-old kid or whatever. And it was red. And I remember that's my earliest memory is walking out of my room down the hallway on Christmas morning when I was like 3.
You didn't start off on a regular two-wheel bike? Be a man.
Oh, man.
So I remember
trying to figure out if I could put training wheels on my motorcycle.
I remember swimming. And it was like...
At 14.
No, it was like swimming. And it was like a pool, but it was like at night. And it was like really, really dark for some reason, but I was swimming, and then all of a sudden it got really bright.
Oh my gosh, he's talking about the womb.
And then somebody spanked me.
So dumb.
So stupid. That's so dumb.
He's so dumb. He's so dumb. How long have you been trying to set that up?
Suck him. Dustin, I was swimming in water, and then all of a sudden it was like I was like I got super. I thought I was going to die.
Yeah, when
the lights came on, I got spanked.
I think I've told this story on the podcast before. When I was like a kid, I fell into my grandparents' like pool.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was helping my grandfather the skimmer, the net thing to get all the leaves out of the pool, and he was getting all the leaves out. So I was playing with the skimmer, and I dipped the skimmer into the pool. I was like 5. So I dipped it in the pool, and when I went to pull it up, it was too heavy. So when I pulled up, I pretty much just pulled myself into the pool.
Yeah.
And I went to the bottom. Yeah, and then I remember my grandfather reaching down and like picking me up.
I would tell you to be careful with that still.
I can't swim.
Being too heavy.
No, ever since then, he promised himself he would train every day to fight 112-year-olds.
Yeah.
I'm talking about too heavy.
What is?
I know, but that's looking at it now.
This podcast? Nah, because I shoulder it every week.
No, the...
Carry it. I put you on my back like a JanSport backpack, and then I carry you.
A JanSport?
Yes.
Backpack?
Yes, because you're not even high class enough to be a Herschel.
L.L. Bean.
Herschel?
Yes, you are a JanSport backpack. Not even a backpack. You're a messenger bag, and I just throw you over my shoulder,
skinny shoulders.
Yep, and I carry you.
This podcast must not be.
I carry you and the views to the sky.
Oh, you were talking about metaphorically the whole time. Yes. Kind of like he's like gonna give it to him, and I. Oh my gosh!
You thought that was serious?
Yes, I'm dying. What's happening to me?
You thought me and him? He actually was carrying me in a backpack.
He was talking about what he was going to do, and I'm like, "You do it. You go for it, David. You show the man who's boss."
What? Who are you?
I don't know.
You just saved me for having to come up with a comeback.
I'm fighting the system.
A man on a buffalo.
Yeah.
Man, I had something to say before you went on that stupid long rant.
That was
great.
The second earliest memory I have is the Jackie Chan cartoon?
Yeah, Jackie Chan Adventures?
That's like the next memory I have.
I used to watch that every Saturday morning.
That was my go-to.
What are some cartoons? All right. Obscure cartoons that you remember nobody else seems to remember.
My first memory was
I was talking.
Shoulder.
Oops.
Yeah, we
like,
didn't get
oops.
To mine yet.
I was in the middle of a sentence, and then you started a sentence.
Wait, to be fair, he wasted his on his birth story. Get out of here. You're done in this town.
Your dogs look so weird.
Tell your story.
Go.
I want to spray him.
My first memory... Girls, get.
I honestly forgot that he didn't actually tell the story.
Mia, go upstairs.
Like, what are you talking about? You already went. And, yeah. Tell your story.
I don't listen when Cameron talks.
Wow.
Neither does anyone on our podcast.
You need to stop listening to your wife's negative comments.
No comment.
He said no. I just shook his head.
No, I feed off of them.
My first memory was on my dad's shoulder in church. I was a baby. I don't know how old I was, but I remember like waking up on dad's shoulder and we were singing congregationals in church.
As a baby?
2 or 3.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was about to say, because I was like, man, dude, I must have been dumb. My first memory was three. Cameron's like, I was a baby. I was just throwing up.
I know I was a little kid.
Okay, all right.
But I don't have any. That was way before I had my next like vivid memory.
Right.
Was like when my parents brought home the van that Dustin now drives.
Isn't that so funny?
Full circle.
I was 4. Listen, because it's 1999, right?
Yep.
I was 4. And I remember the whole thing. Like, Dad had it in the garage, and Meredith and me were sitting there talking, and we were talking about
the van.
We were going to North Carolina, and we were taking the new van, and they had the new car seats in it. Like the things come down, yep. Like out of the seats they come down, and the straps are already there and everything.
Me and Meredith were talking about it.
Yeah, because we were standing by the screen door looking at our new van, and it was like so exciting. Like as a kid, that's the best. It was brand new. Yeah.
That makes sense. For a split second, I was like, dude, if you were 4, Meredith had to have been like 2. But Meredith's older. Yeah. So for a split second, I was like,
I did the same thing. Meredith is definitely older.
What's nuts is I remember... The car before that. No. I guess
she would have been 6.
I guess it wasn't the red van. I guess we didn't have before that. But I remember the red van. I guess we got that after the white van.
I remember my dad had this truck and the gas pedal was shaped like a foot.
Nice. I like this is the childhood nostalgia.
You remember any birthdays? First birthday?
My first birthday I remember was I think my 4th or 5th birthday. It was a Thomas the Train Engine birthday. My mom made a cake that looked like Thomas the Train. It was cool. I got a whole bunch of... You shut your mouth. I got a bunch of Thomas the Train like things and like tracks and stuff. I mean, we had a whole like tough box.
Isn't it Thomas the Tank Engine?
Yeah.
Not Thomas the Train?
It's either or.
My first memory... I remember my whole 5th birthday party. We were in North Carolina. My cousins were there. Like, it was just like, I remember the toys I got, the presents I got. I got the farmer setup thing with like a truck that goes in there. Yeah. I got, coonskin hat. I got toy guns, and me and my cousins went outside and played Indians and Cowboys. One of the best memories.
Which one of you guys was the guy on the buffalo?
Your boy. The guy who gets carried every week on the podcast.
Yeah. What are some... what's an obscure... You'd probably have a better answer.
Yeah, I don't think he watches cartoons.
Did you watch, like, Saturday morning cartoons every week?
First of all...
Or were you like... I don't know if your dad was just like, Saturday morning, time to go to work, boy. And then you were, like, carving your name in trees and getting yelled at by people. But...
Yeah. That's... As Brian said, that's why I have all this.
Right.
Just joking. No, I watch cartoons.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you guys, are there any like obscure cartoons that you remember as a kid that nobody else seems to remember?
No one ever remembers Cat Dog.
Stonewall.
Cat Dog. Everybody remembers Cat Dog.
Stonewall.
What is Stonewall?
No.
It was a mouse show on PBS. And they were like warrior mice.
This is a real thing.
And I never even got to watch full episodes, but I saw like 1 or 2 and it was really cool. As a little kid, I thought, this is really cool. But it was always at a weird time. It was like 6 at night or 7. Yeah. It's where I can never...
PBS play... It's at the weirdest... Do you remember Cyber Chase?
It was a...
On PBS. Do you remember that?
Uh-uh.
All right. Mm. Guys, I haven't thought about this in decades.
Well, this is the episode to do
it. But I remember the mouse with the sword charging and saying, Stonewall! So I'm going to look it up and see if that exists. That might be in my mind.
I feel like that's like pulling something out of my brain.
The only mouse I remember is Tom and Jerry and then Mighty Mouse.
Yeah.
Here I come to save the day.
What's, let me think. I feel like most of the ones I would think of are probably, I mean, Jackie Chan one, no one really knows, but remembers that. Like, I remember
Jackie Chan Adventures.
That was fun.
I actually had a video game for the PlayStation 1 of Jackie Chan Adventures.
Wow.
But there's a show, and I've talked about this with Nikki and then Eric and Bethany. Betty Tweed, Eric Tweed. There was a show that I watched when I was a little kid called Pappy Land.
Pappy Land.
And they make fun of me because I guess to them it sounds creepy. But it was this old guy, right? And he wore like overalls and he was like, he would go on adventures and stuff like that. But there was, it was kind of like, there was like puppets and stuff that would like talk to him because it was a kid show. And he would draw pictures. And then we at the, like the daycare that I went to, we would all sit with these like little trays with a piece of paper. And then we would try to draw the same picture that he was drawing.
Yeah.
So it was like this, it was like an educational kid show. And we're all like also sitting around and drawing.
Yeah.
And it was called Pappy Land. And there's so few people that have, I don't think anybody I've brought this up to.
I don't think I've ever,
I'm starting to think that me and like the three kids made with me up at daycare are the only people who ever see the show.
Redwall.
Yeah. Show me a picture of it. See if it does anything to my brain.
Oh, that's an ad. I was that like, is, I have like, no idea what this is.
That's not it. That's Candy Crush.
It was on the same channel as Out of the Box.
Yeah.
It was like this.
Let me see that thing.
Yeah, this is it.
This looks...
It looked really cool as a kid.
It looks like...
Yeah. It looked... Like, it looks really... That was it.
That is pulling something out of my head. That's make.
That I've looks, never seen that. But there's like the Pappy Land is something that like
that was the guy. That little green mouse was the one that was like. I am that is. Ooh. My sword shall wield. But I never got to see. I never really got to see it, but But that sketch in my head of like, I want to see that. That's so cool. As like a little boy, I'm like, man, it looks cool.
Yeah, I've never.
But that was on. The, it came that on after Out of the Box. You remember that?
No.
Out of the Box.
Oh, I do that.
Out of the Box.
I do that song. I don't know if I've ever seen the show, but I've heard that song.
It was
awesome.
It was a bunch of teens who were like at the clubhouse.
All the coolest kids, man.
They had like boxes that were like their forts and houses. No, get out of here. No, boxes.
Yo, what? That's crazy.
Codename Kids Next Door.
Oh, yeah. I love that show. Cartoon. Awesome. That was good.
I,
was
at a yard sale, got... They had a Game Boy cartridge that had four episodes of Codename Kids Next Door on it.
Oh, really? My so gosh. Cool. Yeah. Dude.
I know the song.
I remember that, these characters.
Man, that show was awesome.
I think I've... No, yeah. This looks familiar. It's a guy beating down a pumpkin.
Farewell to you, my friend.
I remember this.
Goodbye for now. Until we meet again, I say so long. Farewell.
I don't remember this.
I do. I totally,
it's
going
to be the outro
totally
song
this
to the episode.
Goodbye for now. I totally remember this.
Until we meet again.
Yeah.
It's been great to plan and goodbye. Meet again.
That
you're watching, we should sing that at the end of church.
I like that, Dustin.
I'm gonna put that at the end of the episode. This is gonna be an outro song.
Imagine Pastor Gary leading everybody.
Here it is. Yeah, I remember this.
I'll cry. I'll cry,
dude. Yeah,
I will. I'll weep right here.
Yeah,
altar's open.
PBS is where is that?
I do remember this. Look up Pappy Land.
I don't know Pappy Land.
No, apparently nobody does. I'm the only person to ever see this show when I was a kid.
Let's, I feel like the rest of the ones that really bring back memories.
I
would
remember
be
as
more
a kid,
well-known.
That song was a little. Was like.
Fairly Odd Parents was a huge part of, like, our childhood for forever.
So that Out of the Box song, I remember it being a little bit, like, edgy back then. Like, it was like, oh.
Ooh.
We need to turn this
down. You were singing in church and they were like.
No, I remember it
like
being on the TV.
Kids watching
it being on TV and I was, like, muting it. And it's like the guy was doing beats on a pumpkin.
All
right, what do you got, Pappy Land? Which one, bud?
Let's see. So episode 504. So this was around for like a while. 501, or unless that means it's like season five.
Which report? No, I think you're right.
But yeah. So like this old guy, and he had like people.
Is there a theme song?
There might be. I specifically remember, like, because there was like this bug thing, and like in the episode, they would like draw like this terrible picture, and it'd just be like random lines on the piece of paper, and they'd be like, "What can you do with this?" And then he would turn it into something else. So it was really cool. Yeah. Anything at all.
No, I don't remember this.
That looks a little bit older than Dustin. Like.
I think it was older than me.
Yeah.
But
so, wait, what episode is this?
83.
Same age as David.
Yeah. So I, my grandparents had Cartoon Network, Nickelodeon. So I was familiar with. I saw, you know, Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. Yeah. I saw, SpongeBob or whatever.
I never really got into SpongeBob,
I love SpongeBob. Yeah. But this day.
Pokemon was overrated. We were never allowed to watch that, obviously.
Yeah, there was a big thing in churches about how Pokemon was like of the devil.
Straight from hell.
Yeah.
Hell is 6 miles under, but it was like
belched from the actual pits of hell. That's what Pokemon was.
Is that a real thing?
And yeah, churches were like, as a kid, I was like, what?
I mean, I never got into Pokemon. I just never heard this before.
I still think it's demonic, and I don't really know why.
Huh.
But I know it is.
The video games are fun, though.
Yeah, they are.
But as far as cartoons, we were always allowed to watch Tom and Jerry. Dude, solid. Roadrunner.
Meep, meep.
Meep, meep. I loved it.
Yeah.
So much.
We, I watched a lot of like the old, my older brother had like the original, like Ninja Turtle cartoons
from like the 80s. Yeah.
So like I would watch
Ninja Turtles was big for me and my brother.
Yeah. I used to watch that a bunch. He also had, like He-Man and Thundercats. So like I used to watch that stuff cause like I'd go. We'd watch his.
Do you want to hear something sad? Like I didn't really like He-Man.
Dude, you're a He-Man.
That's what's wrong with the generation today.
Yeah. I have one of those bracelets.
Do you?
For my service.
Thank you for your service.
So someone gave it to me.
Thank you for your service.
His friend died or something.
No.
And he just gave it to you?
That's kind of weird.
That's weird.
Yeah. You still have it?
Mm-hmm. I wore it all the time.
Wear it every day.
I wore it a lot. He gave it to me for a reason. I forgot the reason, though. He's like, never forget the... Yeah.
Forgot. Forgot!
Remember, son.
Is he listening to this podcast?
That's all I remember. He said, remember, son. I can't remember anything after that.
Nothing after that.
I remember him saying, remember.
Hey, I need you to remember this.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's good, though. Memories... TV shows.
Yeah, there's a lot
from
of memories.
When we were kids.
Me and my brother.
Spanking. Go ahead. I'm just joking.
It's a regular.
Remember any of those.
Me and my brother used to. The two toys that we would get all the time, and they were the cheapest things ever, were the foam airplanes. You remember those? The big foam airplanes you'd put together?
Yeah.
Yes. Coolest thing ever.
VBS.
That. Yes. Well, that and they used to have these oversized, they were plastic NASCARs. They were like this big. And that was like those two. I mean, we destroyed them and bought them again over and over and over and over again.
The VBS prizes when I was a kid were like the best things ever.
Yes.
And all our VBSs now, I buy the exact same things. And I'm like, these are not cool.
Yeah,
I was a dumb child.
Little parachute man.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember those.
And we used to get.
I still got parachute Jesus.
Yeah, we used to get just like you said the little thin little packages of the airplanes.
Yeah,
the little foam ones. And we used to get those.
Yes.
And there were just so many different types, and we'd get. Them.
Do they have it on Amazon?
They don't have them like they used to. Because I want.
We
to get
should
some
do. We could do a couple episodes on nostalgia. Dude,
when I was a kid, goodness. I had this I toy that I thought was really really cool. I think I got it for like my birthday or something like that, but it was like you would put this contraption on the ground, and there was like a lot next to our house, so we had those space to do this. But like you would put this contraption on the ground, and you would put these like, I mean, I guess I would imagine you could put real baseballs in there, but they came with like these plastic baseballs and like a plastic bat, mm-hmm. and you would step on the pedal, and when you would step on the pedal, the contraption in there would fling one of the balls up.
And you'd hit it.
Straight up.
Yep.
And then you could swing on it while it's in the air. And if you missed, it would there was like a cone. So if you whiffed, the ball would like fall into the cone thing and then it would just go right. again. And then you'd click the thing and it and then you could just and you could go.
I would probably just take the cone off, you know.
Because you don't miss.
I don't miss.
I do all the time. And you would think that that would have helped me bat in church softball league, but it doesn't at all.
Maybe you got...
But I vividly remember that toy.
Yeah, that's a great toy. I was more of a... Remember Happy Harry's?
Yeah, I think.
Happy Harry's. Happy sounds Harry's. So familiar.
That sounds so familiar.
Sounds so familiar.
There's a pharmacy chain in Delaware.
Yes. I don't know.
Those other places.
Yeah, Happy Harry's. There's it was kind of like Dover
and Harrington and Greenwood. Greenwood.
They got bought by Walgreens, I think.
Yes. I think they did because all the old Happy Harry's... You can still see them. They're like the roofs are like turquoise.
I remember it was like Happy Harry's, and there was and like a guy with
three,
like
three heads.
Yep,
you know, one. I'm thinking Three Stooges, but it was one. Yeah, one was guy's
one,
head.
One, and he glasses. Had glasses. Yeah. I know what you're talking
Happy
about.
Happy Harry's, and they used to have cap guns in there.
I love cap guns.
Really good cap guns. I remember the Paytons always used to go in there and get them. They were metal cap guns. Not the plastic ones from Walmart, but they used to have these metal cap guns in a pharmacy of all places. So Happy Harry's was always like, oh, I need to go to Happy Harry's. Because I loved cap guns. And then also Tractor Supply or Farm Supply in Greenwood, Dustin.
Mm-hmm.
They used to have the metal cap guns. And my heart was always so fulfilled. And, like, the best thing in my life was going into those stores and looking for the toy guns.
Yeah.
Like, that was the pinnacle of my life until, like, 9.
I used to have this pen that it looked like a real pen, but when you pull the cap off, inside of the cap of the pen was, like, the little metal contraption that you could put one of the caps in.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, like, when you pulled the thing off, it would go, pow, pow, and, like, the pen would explode.
Yeah.
And... I thought it was the funniest thing ever. So when I was a kid, I used to load it up and then I would go ask people to sign my Bible. Like preachers. I would ask preachers to sign my Bible. And I remember I did it. Dude.
What a total menace.
Dude, I did it to Maurice LaPierre. And dude, he caught me before I could get out of the room. Dude gripped me up by my wrist. And he was like, why would you do this? And I was like, sorry, bro. Like, I was just like a little kid. I used to like walk around and be like, hey, pastor, you sign my Bible? He'd be like, yeah, I'll sign your Bible.
Give him PTSD. After that, someone about, hey, go sign my Bible.
To do that, right?
And they're like, hey, let me check your pen. Let me check it out, huh?
Yeah, it was like an exploding pen.
Why?
And like, and you know how you reap what you sow. Now, if somebody's like, hey, you sign my Bible? I'm like, it just takes me back. And I'm like, dude.
You're like, are you trying to trick me? No, brat. Smack him.
Knocking Bibles out of kids' hands. Just like, get it away from me.
How many preachers got out of the ministry because of you?
Yeah. How many people rejected the... Yeah.
Yeah. I used to do that all the time. I love that pen. Mm.
Tonka trucks riding down hills.
Yeah.
We used to ride our Tonka trucks down the hills up my grandparents' house.
Like
we used to ride them off the roof. Obviously, we didn't do that.
One year, my grandparents got all of us grandkids pedal cars that were shaped like NASCARs. It was a big theme for me.
That is cool.
And that was cool. I broke mine pretty quickly. I was playing with it way too hard.
You had to be a handful as a baby.
You should have seen me.
You had to be a handful.
You know how many times I took the vacuum apart and put it back together? A lot.
Why? What? What? That's the most dusting thing you could have said. What do you mean you took the vacuum apart?
I took
apart?
The vacuum completely apart and then I put it back together.
Like
for what
screwdriver
reason?
And stuff?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
I did.
How old were you?
Dude, you straight up have autism.
Yeah.
And you would just take the vacuum apart.
Yep.
And successfully put it together.
Yep. But the NASCAR.
Are you Rain Man?
I don't know.
You're weird.
Well, speaking of weird, me and my brother would play a manure pile all the time because it was the only hill in Denton was a manure pile.
And we didn't have any hills, and that was fine.
Well, we had a hill.
Well, it was the only hill.
If you were a kid and you had no hill, and
David,
then
didn't you experience growing up, don't you have to have a hill to play on? Where are you going to play if you don't have a hill? And if the only hill,
but you never
only wants a manure pile, you have to do
but
it.
But you've never been there. So if you had a manure pile and you were safe, you would be like,
grown up around manure piles, bro.
But not in your backyard.
Actually, there's Amish people live behind my parents' house. So yes,
whatever.
There
anyway,
were cows
fine.
And horses.
Dusted
fine.
So many.
That's so gross.
But, dude. Yeah, we didn't have a manure pile, but we had dogs.
My brother got stuck. And he starts sinking. I tried to pull him out, and I had to get my dad.
This is a true story.
Yeah.
Your brother sank into a manure pile.
We were riding the pedal cars down the manure pile to see if you could go the fastest. He got stuck, and he starts sinking.
Hold your breath.
I'm holding him up, and I don't remember what I said, but my dad says that I said, would somebody please help my poor brother? I don't know.
Dude, that's crazy.
That's the name of the episode.
That's so gross,
would somebody
man.
Help my poor brother? It's like,
we had a,
and Dylan,
like,
Dylan,
I've
no
always
what,
been,
when I get back, just keep your hands out.
I've always been claustrophobic, so naturally, you know, I chose HVAC. But anyway, so we had a dog kennel, and me and my brother did some weird stuff as kids. But
you played in manure.
Well, one time we had a gravel pile.
Establish that.
One time we had a gravel pile.
Oh,
and me and my brother were looking at it, and we were talking, and like we were playing the gravel pile, and then we're like, let's get the dog kennel up here. So we start pushing the dog kennel. And then we put stuff in the dog kennel. And then after a while, we're like, what if we got in the dog kennel? And then we push it down. And I'm like, I don't want to get in there. And he's like, I want to get in there. So I'm like, you want to? So we agreed, and he got in the dog kennel willingly, and I pushed him down. And I was like, was that fun? He was like, oh, yeah. So we did that for like an hour. My parents came out, and all they see is me pushing my little brother down a gravel pile in a dog kennel. And they start
like
screaming.
Like an igloo? Or like just
no,
the dog
like
kennel?
No, like
that
one that you would carry, like a plastic one. And they...
Like it was rolling?
Yeah. And they are screaming at me. I'm crying. I'm like... And then my brother's giggling, and they're so confused. And then he was like, this is my idea. And they're like, oh. And then...
I thought this was about to say, like, it's an unresolved conflict, like, that could be clearly, like,
right.
easily cleared up, like, in a Hallmark movie, but it's not cleared up. They're like, I can't believe you cheat on me. He's like, but I you don't understand. It's like, no, just say I wasn't cheating on you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But they're like, I'm going to have to rethink my whole relationship. And then I go, I thought that was going to be like, and then you're in trouble. You didn't explain it. But no,
there's a Polaroid somewhere of me pushing my brother down. Because after that, they wanted to watch and laugh, and they did. And
when we were kids, my dad used to work the NASCAR race. And,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so we would be on the infield of the NASCAR race.
Yeah.
And one time, my dad got like a tire.
Yeah.
Like a NASCAR tire.
Ooh, Uncle Greg.
And we used to when we were kids, like we would get inside the tire.
Yeah.
And then we would push each other around.
You're making my brain do some tricks. We had at my grandfather's farm, there's a loft that there used to be like a hayloft. And that's buildings tore down now. But my dad, when he was a teenager, turned that into like his like him and his friends hangout. So they built like these steps or whatever going up to it. And then up there, it was like the coolest thing ever. There was like, they somehow got a counter up there, like from some house that was torn down. There's a TV from the 60s that didn't work, a couple couches, and some of the couches were bench seats from old pickup trucks.
That's cool.
And then there they had a friend who had a prosthetic leg. And when he got a new one, that he donated the old one to this little like hangout in the loft. And they used that, which then we later used as a swing. There was a rope going to the ceiling that we wrapped around the board, and we tied it to the leg, and that was our swing. We'd swing around the loft.
I love that he donated it.
He did.
Just donated a fake leg.
He said this.
Wow.
Is
we had so many. That was like, that's
this
where we. I forgot about that. That's
is for
were, the whole wall was covered in hubcaps for different cars. It was, look, it, like, that was literally like, that was torn down, I think, before we had just become teenagers and they tore it down. If we had that, like, oh my gosh, we would have killed each other.
Did you propose there?
No.
No.
That might be weird. I don't know.
I want to show you something special, Kenzie. Yeah. This place was the place where my dad and his boys hung out.
Why don't you sit on that
prosthetic gene here?
Listen, baby girl, why don't you sit on that fake leg and I'll
look that way.
I have one more story before we wrap this up.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah.
This is another illegal thing we did when we were kids. A friend of mine when we were growing up, he got his hand on some little fireworks, and his parents were yelling at him because he was like setting them off in the street in front of the house, and they were like, "Don't be setting off those little fireworks.
Where else are you gonna set them off?"
Right. So, well, we were also
there's no other option.
We were also like young teenagers, like probably shouldn't have been playing with fireworks anyway. So he was like, "Whoa, I'm gonna set it off. I want to set it off." So, man, we're dumb. He's like, we need to go somewhere with my mom. Nobody will see us, so nobody tells my mom. And we were like, yeah, let's go. So about four of us went to the middle of a cornfield. And we like laid down like an area, like kind of like a crop circle thing. Yeah. And he's like, all right, let's go. So he sits it down in the ground. He lights it, and we all stand there. And it's just like a sparkler pretty much. Like it was the lamest firework ever. And then he goes, man, that was kind of lame. That was so dumb. And I was like, yeah. And then I look over at him and the other two guys, and I go, right, can't get words out. And they're like, what's wrong with you, dude? And I was like, and we turned around, cornfield on fire. From the so
oh no
so oh, now no. We're in full blown panic mode because we just set some guy's cornfield on fire. So I can take you to the field where it happened.
What did you do to put the fire out?
So
let's talk at a time.
Yeah, so we start panicking. So we start knocking down the corn stalks, right?
One way or another, we're ruining this guy's crop.
For sure. So we kick down like a bunch of his. Well, that's the other thing is him and another guy.
What time of the year was this?
I mean, it was probably summer. Not summer. When's corn stalks up?
No, that's right.
So probably summertime.
Usually.
It was like the middle of the day.
Does it burn when it's green?
It was not,
but it's not as easy.
It had to be dried out.
Yeah, it was dried out. Yeah.
It's
dried
not going to catch it down when it's September. Green. It's too wet. But
we like knocked down a bunch of the corn stalks and stuff, and then one guy took off his t-shirt, and then he was like beating the fire on corn stalks out. And I mean, we burned up not like an insane amount of corn, but like, well, dude, like it's a decent. You could see it from a plane, that's for sure. And
an acre.
No, not an acre. No, it was, I don't know, it was probably
enough to when he did the harvest, he's like, I'm about a load short.
It was probably, I want to say it was probably from like this wall to like where your kitchen starts.
It's a good amount.
Yeah, it was a good amount, dude. And we were freaking out.
He came up on that and was like,
a lot of cornflakes.
Like,
yeah, dude. So
I tell you what, these deer are getting rowdy.
Well, here's the thing: is that guy's cornfield, and then there was like another cornfield that we used to go play hide and seek in all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they both knew that kids would always be running through the cornfields, and they would always threaten to like
shoot.
Go, yeah. I'm gonna get my gun, and we'd be like, and then we'd all run out.
Get my shotgun with birdshot.
Yeah,
light your tail up.
So they knew that kids were always playing in the cornfield, so that's probably why it never became a bigger problem. But yeah, dude, we lit that guy's cornfield on fire, and then like, I mean, we were like,
should just went ahead and done one of those alien things where you just get the
crop circles with the board and just like, we're probably like 15, maybe 16. We lit, dude, man. I laugh about that all the time,
that's
too.
That's great, dude.
That's another story that my mom's probably never heard. And
yeah, mom, there you go.
So.
All right, well, that's going to do it for this episode. Seriously, guys, like, subscribe, share. It really does help the algorithm. We want to get this out to as many people as possible. If you're listening, you want other people listening, too. And so do we. Yep. So do that for us. Hey, look, if you're not saved, you don't even know what that means. It literally means... you can know where you're going to go when you die if you come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. I remember as a little kid laying in bed and wondering, you know, where I was going to go when I die. And there's so many people who do that now. If there's a heaven, there's a hell. And when I was 7, I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior according to the Bible. Realized I was a sinner. Realized I needed a Savior. And realized that Savior was Jesus Christ. And the Bible says Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. And that's what you have to know. You have to know you're a sinner. You can't justify your sin. And that's what I did when I was a kid. I accepted him. I got on my knees. I could take you to the place where I got saved. And God saved me. So if you want to know more about that, the Bible says that Jesus is the answer. And that you can know all about that and get your sins forgiven. And if you enjoyed this episode, let us know about it. Let us know your childhood stories also. Emails at calmdownsfine@gmail.com. All right.
Peace.
That's it. Peace.
Hey there, comrades. Thanks for tuning in to the Calm Down It's Fine podcast. If you liked what you heard this episode, be sure to like and subscribe on YouTube and share that link. We want to get the episode out. We want as many new listeners as we can, and we want the old listeners to keep coming back. So be sure to like and subscribe. Find us on social media at CDiff Podcast. If you want to donate to the show, you can find the link to do so in the description below. So thanks again for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.